This is the Medicare Minute, brought to you by Courtesy Insurance and Financial Services. Do you know when you can enroll in Medicare Parts A and or Part B? There are three times you can enroll in Medicare Parts A and B for the first time. First, during the initial enrollment period, which is 3 months before, the month of, and 3 months after your 65th birthday. Second, if you have a Part B special enrollment period, which allows you to delay enrollment in Part B without a penalty if you are covered by your employer's group insurance plan. And third, during the general enrollment period, enrollment takes place January 1st through March 31st of each year, with coverage starting July 1. You may incur a Part B late enrollment penalty and face gaps in coverage if you sign up during this period. For this and more information about Medicare, call Courtesy Insurance and Financial Services at 727-210-0522. Again, that's 727-210-0522. That's Courtesy Insurance and Financial Services at 727-210-0522.
Hey, good morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here from the Tan Talk Radio Network. Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying some of the music this morning, as always, with the music of your life. It's Music in the Morning on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Hey, real quickly, I've got a friend in the studio today. You know, the last couple of weeks or so, you've been hearing a commercial at the top of the hour from Courtesy Insurance. And I tell you, this is such a great deal. I just wanted to let everybody know the in-depth process or some of the savings that you can get by my good friend Eddie Passmore is in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Big Ed. How are you?
I'm good. Are you enjoying the music this morning?
I'm great. It's great, man. Great to be here this morning with you.
And you enjoy the music because you told me that. You
said, yes, sir. That's yes, sir. It's very soothing in the morning. Boy, yeah. You need that early in the morning when you're getting up. Yes, sir.
It's just not idiots like me talking all the time, right? All right. Once again, it is Courtesy Insurance, and we're going to talk a couple of minutes real quickly about Medicare. I mean, there's a lot of buzz right now about Medicare. What exactly is Medicare?
Well, Ed, Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people that are U.S. citizens or legal residents. And usually it's funded by taxes you pay while you're working. Most people work for at least 10 years. Their taxes are being paid toward Medicare. So when they retire or become of age, part of their Medicare has already been taken care of.
And like you said, I want to go over one more time. You have to be a U.S. citizen or a legal resident.
Legal resident.
That's a big one.
Legal residence for been here for at least 5 years, and leading up to the 5 years when you start to apply for Medicare. Those are the qualifications for that. Now, Medicare is also an individual health plan, okay? A lot of people think that it's for a family, but it's not a family plan. It's just for individuals. A lot of people get it confused with Social Security. It's not Social Security. It's not Medicaid. And, of course, it's not free either.
Who can actually get Medicare, or did you already cover that part?
Like I said before, U.S. citizens or legal residents can get Medicare. You must be 65 years older or younger than 65 if you have a qualifying disability. And the example there would be if a person that's getting Social Security, under 65, getting Social Security for at least 24 months, they would also qualify for Medicare. And, of course, it doesn't matter what age you are. If you have end-stage renal disease or if you're on kidney dialysis, it doesn't matter. You can also qualify for Medicare.
And I have to say, I'm very happy to say that I do not qualify for Medicare. I am a U.S. citizen,
okay,
but I'm not 65.
You're not 65. How much younger you got to go? How much longer you got to go?
I'm just going to say it's going to be a while.
Well, you look good for your age.
Yeah, thank you. We won't talk about weight. That part's not, you know. This is a big one. What exactly does Medicare cover?
Well, Medicare, which is funded by the federal government, covers Part A, which is the hospital coverage, and Part B, which is your medical coverage. Your outpatient medical services are covered under Part B. Just to give you a little bit of insight as to what are some of the actual coverages for the Part A, it covers hospital stays and inpatient care. If you're a hospital, you go in the hospital, your room and board, your meals are covered, your intensive care unit, if you need an operation, is also covered under Part A, your prescription drugs or your medical drugs while you're in the hospital are covered, your x-rays are covered, operating room recovery is also covered, and of course, once you get out of the hospital, you need rehabilitation. physician, you go to a skilled nursing facility, that's also covered under the Part A. And, of course, the rehabilitation services after a qualified inpatient stay is covered under your Part A Medicare coverages.
And that's a big thing when you're in the hospital. I mean,
yes.
The cost these days of going in the hospital, I mean, you might as well bring your mortgage to your house as a down payment to get
exactly.
into the hospital for a few days.
Exactly.
So this is it's great peace of mind, too.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Now, the caveat to that is that Part A only covers 80% of your medical bills. So mm-hmm. let's say, for example, you had a heart attack, or a person had a heart attack, their medical bill is $100,000. The federal government's going to pay $80,000. They're responsible for the extra $20,000. Worth of coverage for that. Okay.
Right. All right. Let's go into some of the costs. Before I do that, I want to give out your phone number at any a lot so people can get the get more
ahead.
Information on this. Eddie Passmore's number is 727-210-0522. That's 727-210-0522. Now this is probably the most asked question about Medicare. What does it cost?
The actual cost, like I said before, the Part A, while you're working, you don't have to pay for it because it's already been taken out of your taxes as you get paid monthly or biweekly or whatever. They're taking money out for the Part A. The Part B is the part they have not taken out of, and the Part B for the year 2019 is $135.50, okay? And that's for the normal person would pay that. However, it is based on income. For example, if you're a single individual, you're making over $85,000 a year, your cost could be $185 per month. Okay, if you're married, a married person with husband and wife, their income is over say $175,000. Their cost B is going to be approximately $185-$190 per month as a result of their income.
I'll tell you that's a very good price right there because.
Oh yeah!
I've shopped for insurance
oh, man.
At my age.
Yes, sir.
And you know,
oh.
It's more than a car payment. I can tell you that.
I know that's right. Yeah, I was paying over $700 a year a month. I'm sorry, with the Medicare, not the Medicare, but the Affordable Care Act. And boy, when I got on Medicare, I said, "This is a godsend. This is great. $135 a month. That was awesome. I saved a lot of money by being qualified for Medicare."
Talk a little bit more about Part B of this.
Okay, well, Part B, like I was saying before, the Part B covers your doctor office visits when you get out of the hospital. It also covers while you're in the hospital. It covers things like preventive services, your flu shots, your pneumonia shots, blood work that you might need, MRIs, EKGs, some of the diagnostic tests are coming up under that. And also, it also covers screenings such as diabetic screenings. It also covers you for medical equipment, like if you need a wheelchair or walkers mm-hmm. or a cane or things of that nature after you get out of the hospital to get around. They're also covered under your Part B. And your ambulance services, your emergency room services, those are also categorized under your Part B coverages.
I tell you, when you said the word MRI, I smiled because I know. Every time you go to a doctor with an injury, whether it's a ligament or bone or whatever, the first thing they're going to do is send you out for an MRI.
Exactly.
And if you don't have insurance, it's like $3,000 for an MRI.
Yeah. Oh, man. It could be expensive. That's why Medicare is so good because it has a cap onto, you know, what you actually come out of pocket in the pay, okay? But, it can get expensive if you have a catastrophic injury. It can get really, really expensive. There's no limit, no pocket out-of-pocket limit on it.
Where can they get more coverage?
Okay, you can go to the Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage is administered by private insurance companies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Medicare Advantage plan, it combines Part A and Part B into one actual plan, so you don't necessarily have to have an individual plan like you would with the original Medicare. It also includes prescription drugs, or you can get without prescription drugs if you don't necessarily need it, and it gives you other benefits too, like if you like silver sneakers, if you like working out, mm-hmm. if you like get your, they have dental plans that are a part of the Medicare Advantage plan. You got vision coverages there, has dental coverages there. It also gives you a variety of different things like catalogs. If you want personal belongings, things of that nature, you can actually order it through their catalog that's offered through their some of the Medicare programs.
Now, how do these people choose their plan?
Well, you know, you have options there. You got option, let's just discuss option one. Option one would be your Medicare supplementing plan. Okay, your Medicare supplement plan, as I said before, the federal government administers the Part A and B. You know, you're responsible for 20% of the cost. Mm-hmm. Your Medicare supplement plan can come in. If you choose the right plan, it would pick up that extra 20% cost. However, there is a premium associated with that. So an average person at 65 years old with just aging into Medicare, they would probably pay something like $200 a month just for the Medicare supplement plan. In addition to that, you can also add a Medicare prescription drug plan in addition to that. And on average, you say about $32 for a premium for the Medicare supplement, Medicare your Medicare prescription drug plan. And in essence, if you pay your Part B premium, which is $135.50, your Medicare supplement plan is $200, and your prescription drug plan is $32. So you're actually out of pocket about $365 per month if you just want full coverage, where if you go to your doctor, all you're going to do is just sign off and say, you know, see you later. That's the end of that, because you don't receive any bills. Or if you're a very sickly person, this is mostly designed for people that, you know, have a lot of issues and they don't want to have to come out of pocket with any extra expense, because they've already paid for it up front with a monthly premium.
Now, we're going over a lot of stuff here, so, you know, if you have any question, anything we've covered so far, once again, you can call Eddie Passmore, 727-210-0522. That's 727-210-0522. It's Courtesy Insurance, and, you know, we're going to go on a little bit more, but we talked about this a couple of minutes ago. You know, so there's some people out there that have a lot of questions for you. They may want to call you on the phone, but I like to talk to people in person.
Right.
Well, maybe they can't. They don't have transportation for whatever reason. You ever think about, I know you're not a doctor either, but can you make a house call?
Yes, I will. Okay. I will. I have no problem going to people's home, or we can meet at a restaurant or a cafe or whatever, and we can sit and discuss their issues and the needs that they have, and we try to, you know, make sure that they're in the right plan, and we make sure that the underwriting portion of it is conducive to what they're looking for. So, yes, I have no problem with that.
Okay, when can people enroll?
If you want to enroll in your Medicare Advantage plan, it is usually 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and 3 months after your 65th birthday. And, of course, if you're already receiving Social Security, you're automatically going to be enrolled into Medicare programs. In addition to that, if you do not have your Social Security, you're not receiving Social Security, you can also apply at the Social Security office, the local offices in your area. And, of course, you want to enroll as early as possible, because if you enroll too late, there is a penalty that might be involved if you do not have current insurance. So you want to be careful of that. Now, on your Medicare supplement plans, the requirements are a little bit different on that one. Your 65th birthday, and it also covers 6 months from your 65th birthday. So you have a guaranteed issue from your 65th birthday all the way 6 months out, and you can also apply for the Medicare supplementing plan. Now, on the general enrollment plan, this is for people that might miss their initial enrollment plan for Medicare. You have January 1st through March 31st. You can sign up for Part A and B, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you want the Medicare Advantage plan or the prescription drug plan, you can sign up from April 1st to June 31st, and the policy takes effect July 1st, okay? So there's three different ways you can sign up for these different Medicare programs.
All right, now, once you get in, when can people actually change their coverage?
Good question. There's what is called the annual enrollment period. The annual enrollment period lasts from October 15th to December the 7th. And this is when you can change all your plans, any different plan that you might have. You might have a Medicare Advantage plan you want to change to another plan, or if you have a prescription drug plan, or if you want to go back to original Medicare, you can actually do that during the Medicare annual enrollment period. Another period of time that you can make changes to your plan plan is your Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. That period lasts from January 1st to March 31st, and of course, the plan goes into effect the month after in which you apply. Now, this is only available to people that are on Medicare Advantage plans only. So you can, like I said, you can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan or back to original Medicare, okay?
Now, the reason that you're in here is a couple of reasons, actually, is you're teaching people how they can get it, what do you have to do to get the Medicare. But there's another aspect that you're in here for is how can you save them money on this?
Well, that's a good question. To save money, everybody likes to save money. Suggestions have been made that you can use your preventive services. Those preventive services are free. For women, the mammograms are free. For men, the prostate cancer exams are free. You know, a lot of different preventive measures that are sit out there that you can do for free. And if something were to happen or something were to attack your body in the early stages, chances are you can prevent it from, you know, going to stage three or four. You also want to stay, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you want to stay in the provider network. These plans have networks, and it saves you money by staying in those networks. If you're on prescription drugs, you want to try to ask your doctor if you can use a generic drug or a lower tier drug in order to take care of any positions or drugs prescriptions that you might have. You also want to use the preferred mail order pharmacy. If you are on a prescription drug plan, a generic plan, say tiers one or two, you can use the mail order, and those drugs are free. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for them. And, of course, you want to understand your status in the hospital. Anytime you go to a hospital, if you know you're going to have any type of surgery done, you want to make sure that you know what your cost is, because if you go there and they send you a bill and you pay it and it wasn't part of the cost, then you paid overpaid for a procedure that you were not supposed to pay for.
Anytime you buy something or you're getting ready to buy something, you always ask what's this going to cost me? So that makes a lot of sense right there.
Yes,
going
most
in.
Definitely. Yes.
All right, now here's the big where can people go for help for this?
Okay.
There's a couple of different ways they can do this. Okay. They can call you at 727-210-0522. That's 727-210-0522. You also have a website.
Yeah. Right. And my website is courtesyins.com. That's my website. And if you want to go on my website, you can fill out the forms there, and I'll get information from you, and I'll call you back and see if we can be of service to you. The other resources that are available to you is Medicare.gov. Okay, that's a federal government site that you can go to, and it explains, has a lot of information that you might want to, you know, look at and try to, you know, figure it out. If you can't figure it out, give me a call at 727-210-0522. I'll be more than happy to work with you on that. Also, there's a 1-800 Medicare number that you can also call for those of you who are not savvy with the website. That's a 1-800 number, 633-4227. Again, 1-800-633-4227.
Giving you a lot of knowledge here and help here for the Medicare and his insurance services, not only helping people, but you also do something. And he's very knowledgeable. I mean, I fully understand this now, and I did not going into this. But you also do some seminars. Talk
yes.
a little bit about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do seminars. I enjoy doing seminars to educate people on Medicare because, again, you know, there are 10,000 baby boomers coming to Medicare every day.
Wow.
And a lot of them are so confused about the material that they're getting. They're inundated with a lot of material coming in the mail, on the phone. People are knocking at their door. And what I try to do is set up a seminar situation where I can go to churches. I'm available to go to businesses, senior centers, wherever there's a group of people that want the knowledge. I can educate them on, you know, the different parts of Medicare. And, of course, this is all about education. It's not a selling event, but it's all about educating people where they have a better understanding of how this Medicare thing works.
And that's exactly what he's doing here this morning. He's educating you, he's educating me, and fully understand this. Once again, Eddie Passmore, it's Courtesy Insurance. His number, once again, 727-210-0522. That's 727-210-0522. And also his website is courtesyins.com. It's courtesy www.tampabaybigheadins.com. Now, this interview, we're also going to put this on our podcast in case anybody wants to hear it again or give the link. All you have to go to Tan Talk Radio Network, or tantalknetwork.com, I'm sorry, and just go to podcasts and just look for FYI with Big Ed, and then you'll see Courtesy Insurance with Eddie Passmore. Click on that. You'll have the option of to either download it or you can listen to it right there. Once again, Eddie Passmore, Courtesy Insurance. If you have any question about Medicare, give him a call. You know, if you can't go to meet him, he's willing to come and meet you and go through this step by step to make sure you save some money and you get the coverage that you absolutely need. Once again, Courtesy Insurance, Eddie Passmore, 727-210-0522. Eddie, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for educating me. I've got a few years left.
Okay. All right. Just a little bit.
Maybe. I'll be calling you. I'll call you like the year before.
I appreciate you having me out this morning, too. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. We're going to go back to some more great music here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with more music.
This is the Medicare Minute, brought to you by Courtesy Insurance and Financial Services. Did you know there are several times a year when you can make changes to your Medicare coverage? You can do so during the annual enrollment period. The annual enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th of each year. And during this time, you can join a new Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone prescription drug plan or switch back to original Medicare. Enrollment will take effect January the 1st. The Medicare Advantage open enrollment period is also an option for changing coverage if you have a Medicare Advantage plan. The Medicare Advantage open enrollment period lasts from January 1st to March 31st of each year, and you can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan or back to original Medicare. Enrollment takes effect the first of the following month. For this and more information about Medicare, call Courtesy Insurance and Financial Services at 727-210-0522. Again, that's 727-210-0522. That's Courtesy Insurance and Financial Services at 727-210-0522.